Welcome to Turn In Your Hymnal To. I'm Rex Bridges, and today we will be looking into the background story of Rescue the Perishing. Rescue the Perishing, 1869. Few places in the world are more depressing than New York City's Bowery and Chicago's Skid Row. While few poets would visit either one, seeking inspiration, the Bowery served as a background against which Fanny Crosby wrote one of her finest hymns, Rescue the Perishing. Ernest Marion's maternal grandfather, Reverend Albert G. Rulofson, founded the famous Bowery Mission in November 1879. He served as president of its board of trustees and was active in its work until September 1895, passing away 2 years later in May 1897. In the vestibule of the present building, around the corner from the original structure, there is a plaque to his memory bearing, in addition to some of the facts related above, the verse of scripture which characterized his life. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. John 12:26. Fanny Crosby was 60 years old when she visited the Bowery Mission for the first time. Already famous as the author of such bestsellers as A Blind Girl and Other Poems, 1844, Monteresi and Other Poems, 1849, and A Wreath of Columbia's Flowers, 1858, she had turned her talents to the writing of hymns and gospel songs. Inspired by Robert Lowry, William Bradbury, W.H. Doane, Ira D. Sankey, George F. Root, and other well-known musicians and composers, she had already written such perennial favorites as Jesus Keep Me Near the Cross and Draw Me Nearer. When she attended a mission house one night in 1869, she little dreamed that it would provide the inspiration for one of her most popular religious poems. When asked to speak at the close of the service, she rose and said, "There may be a man here who has gone as far as a man can go. If he is present, I want to shake hands with him." A man did come forward at the close of the meeting and shook her hand. But when she invited him to become a Christian, he muttered, "What's the difference? Nobody cares for me." The poet assured him that Jesus cared for him as he cared for all people everywhere. With that, he promised to be present the very next night and accept Christ as his Lord and Savior if she would be there too. The next evening, he made his peace with God in her presence. Following that initial visit, Fanny Crosby went often to the Bowery Mission. Her words of encouragement brought many lost souls back into the joy of the kingdom of God. On another evening that very same year, she gave this invitation: "If there is a lad here who has wandered from his mother's Christian teachings, I would like to pray with him at the altar at the close of this service." A young man came forward and they prayed together. He rose from his knees with a new light in his eyes and said, "Now I can meet my mother in heaven, for I have found her God." Later a friend remarked, "Isn't it wonderful what these rescue missions are doing?" She could hardly wait to get home to her desk and begin writing. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin and the grave. Weep o'er the erring one, lift up the fallen, tell them of Jesus, the mighty to save. Set to music by W.H. Doane, wealthy Cincinnati businessman and composer, it became one of the few hymns the author considered, quote-unquote, outstanding. 23 years later, when the poet was speaking in the YMCA in Lynn, Massachusetts, she told the story of Rescue the Perishing. Several men came up to greet her when she finished her talk, one of them asking, "Do you remember me?" She shook her head, so he said, "I was the young man who found God that night in the Bowery Mission. Since then, I have tried to live a consistent Christian life, and my song is no longer Rescue the Perishing. It is another one you wrote which begins, 'Savior, more than life to me, I am clinging, clinging, close to thee.'" Although she wrote hymns and songs by the thousands and lived to see her books sold by the millions before her death at the age of 95, her life, characterized by unfailing joy, unflagging zeal, and unwavering faith, lives on in the poems now dear to the hearts of all Christendom. This vital Christian faith is seen no clearer than in the comment she once made about Tennyson's great poem, Crossing the Bar. "If I were writing that poem," she said, "I would change one word in the last stanza. Instead of saying, "I hope to see my pilot face to face," I would write, "I know I'll see my pilot face to face when I have crossed the bar."
Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin and the grave. Weep o'er the erring one, lift up the fallen, tell them of Jesus the mighty to save. Jesus will save. Though they are slighting him, still he is waiting, waiting the penitent child to receive. Plead with them earnestly, gently, he will forgive if they only believe. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. Down in the human heart, crushed by the tempter, feelings lie buried that grace can restore. Touched by a loving heart, wakened by kindness, cords that were broken will vibrate once more.
This has been Rex Bridges, reading from Living Stories of Famous Hymns by Ernest K. Emurian. Copyright 1955 by Baker Bookhouse Company. Used by permission of Baker Bookhouse Company.